Damage and freezing temperatures have created some technical difficulties for the city's solar-powered parking meters, many of which are malfunctioning, but a city spokesperson says parking enforcement agents are showing some leniency due to the issues. Installation of the solar-powered parking meters began in 2014. At the time, the city's then-manager of City Transit and Parking told Sue Today the meters had been tested in cold climates in northern Ontario, northern Quebec and northern Europe and said no problems were anticipated. The transit team is working with the parking meter company to troubleshoot and upgrade the technology, said city spokesperson Tessa Vecchio in an email. She said the solar-powered meters have been experiencing difficulties with the freeze and thaw temperatures experienced this winter. As moisture enters the machine, the tape jams and maintenance is required. The machines are checked on a regular basis and some are awaiting parts, said Vecchio. Parking enforcement agents will show some leniency during times of technical difficulties with the machines, noted Vecchio. Nicole Maione, manager of transit, said in an email the issues began a few years ago and noted there has recently been some damage to the units. The meters are maintained by the city, working with the manufacturer. We do monitor them and check on a regular basis for any damage, said Maione. Salvatore Marchese, executive director of the Downtown Association, said broken parking meters on Queen Street have been an issue for longer than he took the position more than 2 years ago. I haven't had someone come into the office for the last 6 months, at least, to complain about the parking meters, but I know there are still a few they are working on finding a solution, said Marchese. When I started it was a more prevalent issue. I would have people come and say the meter didn't work and we were able to connect with the city. If someone does have an issue, we do give them the number for the parking department and they do what they can to assist them, he added. Marchese noted the Passport Parking phone app is still working. But not everybody has the ability to use the app, he said.